Remember how old churches used to have cemeteries right there on the grounds? They even were called churchyards. Dearly departed loved ones were close at hand and at heart each Sunday morning. But with modern urban development, churchyards no longer were adequate to serve growing and moving populations. Large, distant memorial parks became the norm for interring the deceased. Now a new trend is bringing back the old idea of placing the remains of loved ones on church grounds. It's known by the Latin word columbarium. In antiquated English, this translates as dovecote. In modern English, pigeon barn. An undignified origin for a dignified place of final rest? Not really. The ancient dovecotes and columbariums often were stately structures of brick and stone. Inside were rows of open niches for birds to roost or for urns and statues with cremated remains, depending on which meaning of the word applied. In Texas, many columbariums are being built, usually at neighborhood churches. Cremation is gaining acceptability, and space required for the columbarium can be compact. Some are quiet interior spaces with enclosed niches lining the walls. Others are courtyards or prayer gardens with flowers and fountains. The larger columbariums may not seem like cemeteries at all. They're more like parks where visitors can stroll and find comfort in the renewal of nature. Columbariums at Bishop Jones Center in San Antonio and Remembrance Gardens at Riverbend in Austin are two such places. Urns are placed below small markers amid garden plants or within niches of a garden wall, or ashes are scattered in a pond or field. Ashes to ashes, dust to dust. These modern columbariums consume less land than cemeteries, and they connect the departed with the living in harmony with nature.